The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Recently,
one of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got some good stuff coming up, friends, in just a couple of minutes. How poor is America? We showed you the unconstitutionality of it yesterday. I'm going to get to the common lingo so everybody can understand what I'm saying today. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And, of course, those that are listening that think it's okay to be on Obamacare, Medicare, Social Security, whatever the case might be, the welfare state, the entitlement mentality, and the attitude in which you might carry, I'm glad you're joining with us today, because we got lots of information to give over to you. And for those that are working hard to make ends meet on a daily basis, just keep in mind there's those that we call the have-nots that want to take from you the haves, and they're okay to lay an extra burden on your back to make sure that they don't ever have to work a day in their life, and this criminal administration is right there to help things along. How does that make you feel today? Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one personal page, one fan page. Got about 100 and some thousand friends. Now, we appreciate that. In the process, we are picking up interaction. This was my point. This is my objective. We are there, and it is awesome to see the way that you are responding. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or Sons of Liberty Radio, playing off both websites. Check them out on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible today. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Wanted to give a shout out to KCTR in Terrell, Texas. In Terrell, Texas, who just picked us up. Also to Steve Deese, who is a radio show host, as well as a commentator, just like I am, across the country. He just picked up our columns on a weekly basis too, and we just wanted to say thank you to Steve Deese out there, as well as KCTR in Terrell, Texas. As well, we may have Sarah Brenner picking us up on her network as well, friends. We're working on that in process, just saying thank you very much for your trust. And again, we appreciate your trust and your support. Friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We always want the mind of Christ and the heart of God, as we say every day here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, we've been focusing on a little bit yesterday, well, actually a lot of bit on yesterday, about those who don't want to work. We're talking about those who take from the haves and give to the have-nots that are just simply lazy. Now, we understand there are people who are sincerely hurting out there. We're not talking about those people. We're talking about the people that don't want to work. They want the government handout. They want the gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy.
And keep in mind, the government handout comes from those that are working their fingers to the bone.
Exactly. Okay. Now I want to kind of swing the pendulum over here today, and I want to talk about those people who work hard. We've been talking about those who do not want to work. Let's talk about those who want to work. First, I'm going to give you a little premise here.
Wait. Want to or have to? Because if you love what you do, you're not working.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Those who work hard, we'll put it that way. But I'm going to premise here by giving a few quotes, and then I'm going to go to some statistics on how hard Americans work for those who do work. Now, Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb, who would know a great deal about hard work, I would imagine, said this: the three great essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are, first, hard work, Second, stick-to-itiveness. And third, common sense.
That sounds like Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, when he said, every great work of God is first impossible, then it is difficult, and then it is done. You receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, when you persevere to the fulfilling of the promise.
That's exactly right. It would not be impossible, difficult, and done had you not stayed the course. Now, Beverly Sills said there is no shortcuts to any place worth going. Michelangelo, that famous painter.
Slow down. What is this? Say it again.
There are no shortcuts to any place worth going.
That's right.
It's always the hard road.
It's not worth going.
Exactly. Now, Michelangelo, who was the famous painter, said, if anyone or people knew how hard I had to work to gain my mastery, it would not seem so wonderful at all. So it wasn't a matter of him having a gift from God, which obviously he did. It was a matter of him working hard to perfect that gift, which God gave him.
And you do realize he always felt that he felt short
exactly.
of his work.
Even after all that work and the gift that he had, that God had placed within him, he still, and I think that's a good place to be when you feel like I could have done more and I should have done more. That's a good place to be because it shows you're always striving. Smith Wigglesworth said,
Michelangelo said this. He said, Lord, grant that I may always desire more than I can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place to be.
And Smith Wigglesworth said, I want to be satisfied with an unsatisfactible satisfaction. So we definitely need to make sure that we are always striving to go forward. Now, Anthony Burden said, no one understands and appreciates the American dream of hard work leading to material rewards better than a non-American. Now, we talked about that somewhat yesterday when we're looking at Ismail, who was from a different country, raised up under communism, was talking about how blessed we are in America and how Americans, poor, their standard of poor is not really poor. It's a joke compared to other countries. And if you want to really understand the American dream, you have to a lot of times take it from a non-American perspective because they actually have the best perspective on it.
Let me go back to Michelangelo really quick. He said, the greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it is too low and we reach it. That is exactly right on the smack.
Definitely. And now finally, most people who are self-taught far excel the doctors, masters, and bachelors of the most renowned universities. Lots of times, and actually most times, the best way to learn is by doing it yourself. And a lot of times that means you have to go through and teach yourself things that you don't know. And by the grace of God, he helps you understand them. Now, let's talk a little bit about the American average work hours. How hard do Americans work? At least 134 countries have laws setting the maximum length of the work week. Now, the United States does not. Why? Because people excel and they work as hard as they can to get to where they want to go. In the U.S., 85.8% of males and 66.5% of females work more than 40 hours per week. According to the ILO, Americans work 137 hours more per year than the Japanese workers, 260 more hours per year than the British workers, and 499 more hours per year than French workers. Now,
it's interesting when you look at technology, the Japanese are 10 years ahead of us to show it. So when you begin to look at the fruit of these nations, we're putting forth more effort with less result compared to those foreign nations who are actually 10 years ahead of the game. Now, back in the 30s, if you bought anything that had Japanese on it, it was considered a joke. Now we see that they're 10 years ahead of us, and America is becoming a more efficient slave to those that are smarter than we are. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I especially liked the Michelangelo quote because it's true. You shoot for the floor, you're going to hit the floor. You shoot for the stars, you just may hit one. The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it's too low and we reach it. That's right. You know, scripture counters that to those that are in Christ. It says that he answers exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Well, this is a final interesting note about the average American worker. Using data by the U.S. BLS, the average productivity per American worker has increased 400% since 1950.
For who?
For the American worker.
No, I understand. Who is the American worker working for?
Exactly. Well, that's what it says here at the end. That's what I'm going to finish with my point up by saying one way to look at that is that it should only take one quarter of the work hours or 11 hours per week to afford the same standard of living as a worker in the 1950s, or our standard of living should be four times higher. Is that the case? Obviously not. Someone is profiting, and it's not the average American worker. So
maybe
Americans,
it's the correctional facilities that are making $64 billion a year through the correctional facilities.
Yeah, if you look at this,
you look at
how hard people are working, and they're not profiting from it by having a higher standard of living.
And if they are profiting from it, you have a corrupt administration that's trying to steal it away. And again, here we are, and the reason we are here is because the American people allow it.
Case in point, too, when you look at people stealing things away, I remember there was an episode once of Little House on the Prairie, and they were going back and forth about taxes. And one of them were arguing with the other guy and saying, you know, before you know it, they'll put a tax on a person's
income tax.
And the guy said, that'll never happen. Well, look at where we're at today. If you look at your check, and I'm sure most of you have, and see how much money is taken out every week or every month for taxes, you're sitting there saying, this is ridiculous. Well, we are where we are at because the choices that the American people have made and not holding their government accountable for the things they do.
Blessed poverty, give me more. Yesterday, we talked about the unconstitutionality of the welfare state. And we know that the modern interpretation of welfare is take from the haves and give to the have-nots, which is completely untrue and it's completely falsified in every sense of the word. Welfare meaning for the good of the people, not to the demise of the people. But when we take that and we like it under what's going on in this country, and I'm sure many of you are going to be able to relate with what I'm going to say next, but how often can you see across America on a street corner, under a bridge, on a highway overpass or in front of a store with a poor person with a sign asking for charity from the people that can lend a helping hand in the time of their need. Signs stating, well, like, or the such, homeless and hungry, have no food or money. I've seen the veterans hold the signs, former veterans, so on and so forth, have no money. But I've also noticed that these poor people, almost without fail, have a cigarette hanging out of their mouths. Just a side note, pack of cigarettes in Minnesota is on average of $5.95 per pack. So these poor people, without fail, almost without fail, should I say, they have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth. Or a bottle of booze. A cheap bottle in Minnesota is around $10. And a little brown paper bag with their booze in it so they can conceal it, so hopefully nobody will see it, that they are begging from, so they can actually work the charity of the people to get some more money so they can go buy some more booze. Or what's also interesting about these supposed poor people in America, and not all, friends, they seem to have lottery tickets, and they have money for lottery tickets in their hands. And not long ago in the state of Minnesota here, there was a news outlet which did a piece concerning the poor that were out on the streets and found that these people, these poor people, were making over $400 to $600 a day. And that's not bad for a bunch of poor people working the sympathies of the American people, is it? And keep in mind, I'm not talking about everybody, but the good majority. Now, friends, don't get me wrong here. I have a personal level, have helped those that were broken, homeless on a couple of occasions because, of course, understanding from personal experience their plight due to the fact that I was a welfare kid who hated it so much that, well, I just needed a little push in the right direction in the hopes of having never to return to the slough of despond. In one particular case, I was on a club tour living off a $5 a day per diem. Where I seen a man off of one of the highways in the state of Missouri. Well, my heart went out to this man where he took the $5 that I had to eat on. I gave it to him. And what this man did is he walked inside of the store and asked my bass player of the band if he knew where he could buy some marijuana with that $5 I just gave him. And on another occasion, I had seen a man in North Minneapolis, that's the hood here in the state of Minnesota, stating that he was a veteran and had no money and nothing to eat. Well, I told this man that I would pay for his dinner across the street if he wanted to meet me at the other side at this particular restaurant. And he wanted nothing to do with that because he just wanted the money. And of course, if I would have just looked to the other side of the street, there was a liquor store there. So what he wanted is he wanted the money so he could go to the liquor store so he could obviously fulfill his desire, right? Off my dime and off of my sympathies. Well, I also noticed about these people that are so broke and they have no money. They all seem to look pretty able-bodied to work to me, and most of them are. The fact of the matter is that a good majority of these people don't want to work, and when it comes to the fact of being poor, they are simply destitute of the righteousness of Christ. That is the scriptural, spiritual understanding of poor in most cases in scriptures. Friends, in another way of saying this, it's they're simply morally corrupt. And again, there's a reason Jesus said in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 that if you would not work, neither should you eat. There's a reason he said that. But how many people overlook what Christ commanded, and how many people are responsible for enabling them that say they're poor, when in truth they just don't want to work, to remain fat? How many people overlook what Christ commanded and are responsible for creating dependence on drugs? Or how many enable these people to remain alcohol abusive? Or how many of these enablers and enable them people to remain jobless because, after all, they don't have to work because they're working off the sympathies of those that do work? And just think about this. How many are willing to lay on them that do work a greater burden because they feel bad for them that do not want to work? Think about it. And again, I don't have a problem with helping them that want to get back on their feet, yet the problem is that I found that there are those that don't want to get it back on their feet. They want to add to the burden of them that are already working to sustain themselves and their families. Point proven. And to prove the point, to take it a little bit further, as a matter of fact, to show you how poor America really is not, here are some statistics to lay to your candor. Did you know that 80% of the poor in America and the American households have air conditionings? And in 1970, only 36% of all Americans had an air conditioner. How poor is America? 92% of the poor in America have microwaves, 2/3 have at least one DVD player, and 70% of the poor in America have a VCR. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck. 31% of the poor in America have 2 to 3 cars. 80% of the poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Nearly 2/3 of the poor in America, that's 63.7%, have cable or satellite televisions. Boy, we're just, man, we're busted, aren't we? Oh, woe is us in this country. Half of the poor in America have personal computers. You know how much those things cost, friends? You know who couldn't answer that question? The poor that have the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about the Obama phones? Wow. More than half of the poor families in America with children have a video game system such as X-Boy or PlayStation. Just under half of all the poor in America have internet access. I wish I was on an airplane right now. I'd grab one of those barf bags. It's sick. This is sick. This is totally sick. Just under half of the poor in America, again, have internet access. 1/3 of the poor in America have widescreen plasma or LCD TVs. Folks, you guys are bankrupt in this country. Did you know that? We're bankrupt. We live off credit. Japanese and the Chinese, they own it. That means you're a slave to the lender. 1 in every 4 people have a digital video recorder such as TiVo. And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, when you look at a quote by a man such as Ronald Reagan, who said, "We should measure welfare success by how many people leave welfare, not by how many are added."
That's right.
He said, "Welfare's purpose should be to eliminate as far as possible the need for its own existence."
But the real question is where have they derived the power to actually implement a welfare state
right.
in this country in the first place? Friends, they don't have one. So why are we there in the first place? Everything they promulgate is brought forth through a lie. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to come back with some stats, friends, that are going to show you it's better to stay on welfare than it is to work. I'll name the cities. Be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now this is where it gets exciting. Oh, by the way, friends, sorry about that. 1-866-233-0747. What's your take on the welfare system? For those that are listening to me that are going from or to work or are at work, what do you feel about the welfare system? Getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, working your fingers to the bone, knowing your those in government, not good government, but corrupt government, are taking your money, reallocating your money. It's really, you know, we have Mr. Obamahood stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. Strengthening the poor against the rich. I guess this sounds all too familiar. Friends, just rest assured, what you may hear on this radio show, intertwined over and over and over again, it's there prophetically to tell you things that are coming if you don't take heed to what is going on here, because history is being repeated. And history repeats itself because people don't pay attention to the history that we have to learn from. That's why our forefathers told us to study the past. Here, let me go to the Word of God again real quick before I jump over to these new stats. The work versus welfare trade-off. This is going to blow your mind, and hopefully it's going to make you mad enough to say enough is enough. But when you go to the message to the Church of the Laodiceans, the Word says, I know thy works. Thou art called, he said, that thou art neither cold nor hot. This is King James Version. He said, I would that you were cold or hot, so that because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. He said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Friends, see, he's telling us that you are already rich. You've increased with goods. And you have been so stupefied to believe that you're actually a poor nation. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. What he's saying is right on the money. Because for the most part, even the poorest in this country are rich compared to other nations. The Lord said, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou may be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Then he said, this Jesus, speaking forth his word, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, a door is never open if the knock is just so slight that even in earshot you can't hear it. No, he said knock. See, that's what the Sons of Liberty do on a daily basis. We're knocking. We're allowing the Lord to use us to knock on the hearts of men, to wake them up so they'll open the door. And then he said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Does that sound like America? Sure is. Let's go to an executive summary. Oh, people that are at work right now, those that work out there, you're going to be very angry. In 40 states, welfare pays more than $8 an hour In 17 states, the welfare package is more generous than a $10 an hour job. In Hawaii, Alaska, Massachusetts, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, New York, and Rhode Island, welfare pays more than $12 an hour job, or 2.5 times the minimum wage, to sit and do nothing but to live off the burdens of them that are working their fingers to the bones. In 9 states, welfare pays more than the average first-year salary for a teacher. In 29 states, it pays more than the average starting salary for a secretary. And in the 6 most generous states, it pays more than the entry-level salary for a computer programmer. These are people that are living off the system, friends. They're getting paid more than those that work. Welfare benefits are especially generous in large cities. I got a question for those that are living off the system. Even those that have milked the system in the sense of taking your compensation benefits to the 99 weeks. If you have been on workman's compensation for 99 weeks, and I'm not talking about injured, I'm talking about those that have milked it and say that they can't find a job, let me tell you this. It's because you don't want a job. I've been in ministry for 19 years now, and I can tell you over the last, probably 7 to 8 years, we have been hiring street team ministry, team ministers. Now, keep in mind, 78% of America professes their Christianity. But over the last 7 years, trying to find people that will actually work for their money, that will actually painstakingly stay the course to live unto him who died for them, even in the natural, to work for a living, I'll tell you what, those people are as hard to find as a needle in a haystack. In other words, people don't want to work for what they have. And if, again, we're talking about a small portion. We're not talking about the good people out there that are working for what they have. They deserve it. I made the mistake once, 20 some years ago. I owned a lawn service and I was a little North Minneapolis punk. And I used to take a 22-inch mower and I would push it up to a mile around my neighborhood just to get a lawn to cut so I could go eat that day at a place called Tootie's in North Minneapolis. I remember I got a beater truck as I kept working and working and working and working until I could buy that just obscene-looking truck. But you know what? That obscene-looking truck got me from point A to point B so I could finish another job. And what I did is I took my lawn service because I wanted to go to some nicer areas so I could make a little bit more money rather than just $10 to $12 per lawn that I would cut in North Minneapolis because they were so small. So I went out to a community, a suburb called Bloomington, Minnesota, the upper echelon. Folks were a little wealthier there. And I remember going to this guy's house and I made some really cool signs and I put them in some really nice cards and I went up to his house. I knocked on his door. Beautiful house. $1 million home. I said, sir, I gave him a business card, really nice business card. I'd love to do your work for you. And he probably took a look at my truck and he thought, you know, this kid's trying to make something out of himself. He's attempting to bring it up another level. I mean, my truck was so hideous looking, it was sick. But at that point, I didn't care because I was hungry for anything. This guy gave me an opportunity to do his work. I think I got paid $50, $75 a week every time I'd cut his grass. And I remember one time I walked up because it was time to get paid and I knocked on his door. He opened his door and I looked inside the house. Now, keep in mind, I'm a kid from North Minneapolis. Didn't know the difference. Okay. Was used to people telling me, hey, you know what? Go get on welfare. If you want a little extra money, go downtown and get a check and get some food stamps. I mean, that's what I was told. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, I looked inside of his house and I said, it must be rough. What an idiot. Both feet in my mouth. He looked at me and he said, Bradley, he used some expletives. And he said, I haven't slept for 7 years. I can almost cry just telling you this because I get exactly what he's saying. We live in an entitlement era. The young people of today think that they're going to get something for nothing. And I want to tell you something. They act accordingly. They feel like for you to tell them what they're supposed to do while you're working to get it is some form of abuse. When it's the least that should be expected of them to do their job in the first place. It's sick, friends. Going back to this particular individual, what I didn't know is he owned a railroad station. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give away his identity. But he owned a dinner train in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He was a wealthy dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He looked at me going back to his house and he said to me, Bradley, I haven't slept in 7 years. I remember going back to his house, cutting his grass. And then when fall time came, I said, can I do your cleanup? And he let me do his cleanup. And I remember at one particular point, he called me and he said, I just finished his yard. It was the fall time. And he called me up and he said, Bradley, when are you going to come out and clean the yard? And I said, well, sir, I just cleaned it the other day. I was actually waiting to get paid for the job. He said, you might want to come back out here and take a look at what you just did. So I went out there and I re-cleaned it up twice. In other words, I was more thorough the second time. What I didn't realize is this man was my best friend. He was playing my best friend. And there was a second time after I cleaned it the second time, he called me back again and he said, listen, I want you to come out here and I want you to clean my yard. And I got mad at him. And what I didn't realize is this guy saw gold in me and he was raising the bar on me. And what I didn't realize is just that. And what I did is I almost put the kibosh on the lesson that God was teaching me through this man. That if you want to be successful, make sure that you do the best that you can. Work hard for what you do, even when nobody's looking. Matter of fact, these are the lessons that that man taught me. And I know that in thy affliction, the Lord has taught me through his faithfulness because he's teaching me lessons. And that's how God teaches us. If you want something, then be very excellence is in the details. And I learned right then and there that if you want something, you're going to have to work hard for it. And it can't be second rate. Because if it's second rate, that's what they've already expected. Anyways, it's not going to work. And I'm talking about the professed church right now. Everything they offer to the world is second rate. Instead of them leading, they're following. They're allowing culture to dictate. And by the way, taking that and paralleling that to the church, the poor in America are where they're at today. You have a welfare state in America because of the professed church in America. Because it's the professed church in America that doesn't understand real grace. And what you have is a bunch of rich people that have been tagged the poor people in this country when, friends, that's the furthest thing from the truth. Completely in every sense of the word. We have a bunch of people in this country that don't want to work for what they got. They want to live off somebody else, and enough is enough. We'll be right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. The work versus welfare trade-off, an analysis of the total level of welfare benefits by state. Just giving you a little testimony right before the break here. Go ahead.
I could add to that too. I remember years back, I was asked to speak at a downtown place where people could go and they could get food and they could look at this room, and there's a bunch of like items that people donated. So those that were in need, they were going to, you know, take what they needed, clothes or whatever. And I remember that when I was preparing to speak with them, what was on my heart was overcoming.
Oh, South Minneapolis.
Yeah, it was in South Minneapolis. And what was on my heart was overcoming. I thought, well, overcoming, that's, but you know, that was exactly what those ladies, it was a ladies' place, needed to hear. Not the fact that, listen, where you're at, go ahead and mope and stay there. You need to overcome. You need to push forward.
But
you need to grow
beyond
that.
They wouldn't have a job had they not been poor, supposedly. I mean, a lot of these poor people, they're fat people.
Exactly.
A lot of these poor people are hooked on drugs. A lot of these poor people like to go drink booze. And guess who's enabling these poor people? These people with the mentality that they need to stay poor.
Exactly.
And they don't realize that they're enabling them to commit the crime. Hey, let me parallel that to even doing prisons. I've done prisons where I'm preaching the law of God against the crimes that some of these people have committed. And the reason that they're in jail is because of the laws they broke that I was preaching against.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I was preaching God's law. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not steal. So on and so forth. Well, a lot of those young people were in prison for the very purpose that they broke those laws.
Right.
I had guards that were angry with me because I was preaching the laws.
Go figure.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I get it.
Because if there wasn't law breakers, mm-hmm. these jokers wouldn't have jobs in the first place.
Exactly. So these people are in prison because they broke the law. So you come in and magnify the law and show them the laws they broke. And the guards are getting angry with you for convicting them and pointing out their sin.
Exactly
they should be
right.
thanking you if they wanted them not to be in that position.
Well, yeah, you know, but then again, if I take it to the crimes committed in prison, the drug use, the sexual immorality, that which is going on in prisons today, it's just as corrupt inside, if not more corrupt inside, than it is on the outside. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Because of these very people that don't want the truth,
mm-hmm.
because they hate the truth.
Right. And we're enabling these people. And even going back to, I'm not saying the system. Yes. Basically, I've heard this quote that says, people from both political parties have long recognized that welfare without work creates negative incentive that leads to permanent poverty. It robs people of self-esteem, self-worth, because what they're doing is they're giving them these incentives to stay on welfare.
That's right.
I just got to stay below this level.
To keep them in position of power.
Exactly.
Yes.
And to be enslaved to those who have the power over them. Listen, if you can walk...
Well, they don't realize that they're being enslaved.
Exactly.
They didn't realize. It's like... Harriet Tubman, the great abolitionist, who said, she was actually asked at one point, how many, you know, slaves have you freed? She said, you know, she said a number, and she said, I'd have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. See, the American people don't realize, namely the taxpayers, they become slaves to those that are incompetent to serve we the people in the first place,
right.
by continuously setting up their own... America's paying for their own demise.
Yeah, if you think about it.
In every sense of the word.
So the people that work hard, they get taxes and things taken out of their pay to go ahead and support those who don't want to work. It's a vicious cycle.
It totally is.
And the people that are in
power, America.
You know, for the most part, they want to keep those that are enslaved to the system that way, because then they can control them.
And that's why they want to keep them away from the Word of God, because mm-hmm. once they read the Word of God, they're going to find out that, wait a second, I'm enslaved.
Right. And those people,
that's why government is continuously, again, corrupting government, continuously aiming their guns at the Word of God and our foundations on a continued basis. Because once people figure out that that's not how this system works, it's all over for tyrants.
Right. And those people who are listening to this message right now, who may be on welfare and can work, rather than letting this be a condemning thing, let it be a liberating thing,
that's
saying,
right.
listen, I need to get out of where I'm at. I want to work. When you work, you feel good about what you do. You feel like you're useful, like you've made a difference, like you've made an impact on someone's life. It helps you to keep going. When you're just laying around, you get miserable because you're doing yep. nothing. You have no sense of self-worth.
Before you know it, you're
going
in trouble
forward.
With the law.
Exactly. Yep. It goes over and over and over again. And anyone who can walk to the welfare office can walk to a job.
Exactly right. One more stat. Welfare benefits are especially generous in large cities. Welfare provides the equivalent of an hourly pre-tax wage of, listen to this, $14.75 an hour
goodness.
In New York City.
Wow.
That's how much the average welfare recipient is making without lifting one finger. $12.45 in Philadelphia, $11.35 in Baltimore, and $10.90 in Detroit. So for the hardcore welfare recipient, the value of the full range of welfare benefits substantially exceeds the amount the recipient could earn in an entry-level job. So as a result, recipients are likely to choose welfare over work, thus increasing long-term dependency.
Yeah, exactly.
And its purpose, mm-hmm. friends.
And exactly. As Ronald Reagan said again, we should measure welfare success by how many people leave welfare, not yep. by how many people are
but wait a second. Let's take a step back. He's wrong, because there is no power granted to federal government or state government to actually bring forth a welfare system in the first place. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. Take a little time and you'll understand what our founders meant. We talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and download the podcast from yesterday's show. We went into detail with great specificity. Go ahead and see how this is supposed to work, because welfare is for the good of the people.
The nation as a whole.
That's right.
Not there to
be used as a tool to bring forth the demise of this people.
Right, exactly. It's the overall state of well-being of our entire nation, not for individuals who don't want to work. It's amazing how that all goes. But for those of you who are listening, you say, listen, I really appreciate your guys' message, because I love it. It's the truth. It's so what we need to hear out there. And that's exactly what we do. We don't sugarcoat it. It's black. It's white. It's the truth straight from the Word. You know, the Bible is black and white. There's just no gray in it. It just says it how it is. I think a lot of it's just too simple for most folks to understand. understand. But bottom line is we're out there doing what needs to be done, working hard to make sure that our posterity has a future, preserve what we have, and go back to the old past to restore what needs to be restored in America. And for those of you who want to join together with us in the fight to do this, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button right on the right-hand side there if you'd like to make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, even better yet, you can go ahead and support what we do on a monthly basis. And that means whatever you can afford to say, listen, I'm willing to support you guys consistently, be the base that you can catapult from. And it helps out to be able to reach out more people to seek and save that which is lost. You scroll down, go to that website, you go to become a son or daughter of Liberty. There's four easy steps. Not even, you don't even have to go through all four. You can pick one of the four on how to become a son or daughter to Liberty, or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also want to highlight our product of the week this week is My War Part 4. So if you can't get the whole chunk of all of them in at the same time and you want to do bits and pieces, this one talks about the difference between sickness versus choice, what education was like in the 60s, how to overcome life's obstacles, keeping your eyes fixed on the author and the finish of your faith, look at the media, and we've got some great music videos on there too as well. It's a $20 donation, but again, if you're a monthly sponsor, a son or daughter of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week every week. That's like a sale every week. All you ladies out there, listen, it's a sale every week. So if you'd like to go ahead and order, call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
It is impossible to enslave mentally or socially a Bible reading people. The principles of the Bible are the groundwork of human freedom. Does this explain why Christianity is under attack by any criminal administration or by any criminal representation in government? It's because they don't want to be ruled by God. They want to rule the roost. And the American people that call themselves patriots, again defined to uphold dying laws, hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died, and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America, and they gave you something called freedom through their sacrifice, through their bloodshed. And freedom is not given unto you to do what you want to do. Freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do. And in the same way, in the spiritual, now we got to keep in mind that Jesus Christ was tempted in all points, yet without sin. He is perfect, he is holy, he is just, he is good. And we need to keep in mind that he, the Father, sent forth his Son as a propitiation for the sins of the world to redeem mankind, to save men from their sin, Matthew 1:21. And let me say it this way, herein is love, not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation and a sacrifice and appeasement of our offenses towards a just and a holy God. For if Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, because we're all saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. I just wound all three of those together. I appreciate that, Holy Ghost.
That nice intertwining of all three, yes. Like a perfect braid.
It I really like that.
And Christ has come for us to be walking in liberty and freedom, but we have to make the right choices so we do walk. Amen. And lots of times the things we think, oh, it's just bondage, and I don't want to. When you obey,
America
you have
doesn't
freedom.
Know nothing about
yeah,
bondage.
Exactly. Yeah. When you obey, you have freedom and liberty, and that's what you have with
Christ.
You
got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds not words, said Washington, and we're to love with our actions, said Christ in 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!